It's Celtics coverage on clnsradio.com.
Sensational move from Kyrie Irving. Oh, Hayward. Hawford lays it up and in.
Dial in right now and share your thoughts toll free, 347-215-7771.
Good evening, Celtics fans. What a win. What a game. What an incredible, I don't even know what to say. An outrageous game by Kyrie Irving, an overtime thriller, a win over division rivals. And we've got the Boston Celtics winning over the Toronto Raptors 123-116. Welcome to the CLNS. Postgame show. I am your host, Sam Sheehan. We're getting a little bit of a late start today. That's okay. We're going to be a little bit of a bridge show today because of the overtime. I'm going to try and get to some calls a little bit later on. But today's show is brought to you by Boston Barber and Tattoo Company. Every neighborhood has a heartbeat, a place that represents the cultural epicenter of the area at its core. In Boston's historic North End, that place is Boston Barber and Tattoo Company. Boston Barber and Tattoo Company has become the home to A-list Boston celebrities like Gordon Hayward, Milan Lucic, Brad Marchand, and Aaron Baines. Boston Barber and Tattoo Company is more than just Boston's most well-known corner barbershop. It's also a tourist attraction for the hundreds of thousands of people that visit the North End throughout the year. Boston Barber and Tattoo Company, a North End landmark that represents the cultural epicenter of the area of its core, located at 113 Salem Street. Yet again, folks, we're getting a little bit of a late start tonight because of the long overtime victory. I'm your host, Sam Sheehan, and welcome to the CLNS postgame show. We're coming off at just an outstanding game, probably the Celtics' best game of the year, a 123-116 victory over the Raptors. I mean, and you got to kind of start and begin everything in between this game with Kyrie Irving, who was, as LeBron James tweeted earlier tonight, deep in his bag of tricks. He finished the game with 43 points, including 39 of those in regulation. And he was just outstanding tonight, really showing why he is one of the top players in the league, and really just going out there and doing everything that he needed to do to get the Celtics to win tonight. Celtics did not lead a lot in this game. The Raptors had control. The Celtics went through some stretches where kind of their old ways. It was the Boston Celtics we've come to know and expect this year with the offensive struggles. They went through the times when the mid-range jumpers would, come, go, and just, everyone was sort of having a tough time, putting the ball in the hole. Eventually, that did not matter. The Celtics just came back into this game led by Kyrie Irving and just, again, his monstrous night. And, this just kind of goes to show you, why it's so important to have a player like Kyrie Irving on your team. The Celtics, are playing a playoff caliber team in the Toronto Raptors. And the Raptors were keying off of Kyrie Irving, double teaming him, doing everything they could to try and slow him down. And it did not matter, especially at the end of the game. I think he had something ridiculous, like 19 of his points were in the fourth quarter. And it was, again, just an outstanding game from Kyrie Irving. We got to see Jason Tatum, who had some struggles early in the game, contributed 21 of his own points with, 7 rebounds and 2 steals, including some big shots and scores down the end of the game. And it was a little bit of a redemption game for Gordon Hayward, who played 39 minutes. That minute restriction lifted for Gordon Hayward now. 39 minutes for him tonight, including 15 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and the big number, the 4 steals. Some very big steals for Gordon Hayward in the game. The Raptors got some, despite free throws, kind of controlling the free throw game, shooting 29 compared to the Celtics 24 in a losing effort. Obviously, a lot of the free throws kind of coming at the end of the game. They ended up with Danny Green fouling out of the game and Pascal Siakam, both of their starters fouling out of the game. Siakam ended up with a plus 18. And Siakam, so obviously a very important scorer to the Celtics. We're going to get to your calls a little bit later on. I know this is going to be like pretty much a, again, like I said, we're running on a little bit of an abridged show tonight, given how late the game went. But just one more thing I wanted to, you know, touch on about. I wanted to, you know, give some love, some shout out to Aaron Baines tonight, who was matched up against Jonas Valanciunas in what was just an absolutely brutal, just a real man's man fight, you know, getting in there, absorbing the contact. And it was like, I don't know, some sort of monster movie. It was like it's like Pacific Rim down there in the paint tonight. And there were some big charges drawn by Baines tonight. You know, he absorbed a lot of contact, you know, drew a foul on Pascal Siakam that, you know, if he hadn't drawn the foul, Siakam might not have fouled out of the game. And that was what ended. And, you know, that was just by setting a hard screen. You know, things like that showed Aaron Baines's real value to the team tonight. So that was a big – he was a big contributor to the Celtics. We're going to – so I'm going to try and move things right along here. We're going to try and get to some of your phone calls. I see some – I see we've got one or two people holding. So we're going to get to that in just a second. But first, I just want to get to – our mid-commercial break, and then we'll be right back and we'll go to some of your calls.
Every neighborhood has a heartbeat, a place that represents what being home is all about. In Boston's historic North End, that place is Boston Barber and Tattoo Company. Boston Barber and Tattoo Company has become home to A-list celebrities like Gordon Hayward, Brad Marchand, Milan Lucic, Aaron Baines, and the list goes on over the years. It's more than just Boston's most well-known corner barbershop. It's a spot to catch up while getting lined up. And it's also a tourist attraction for the hundreds of thousands of people that visit the North End throughout the year. Boston Barber and Tattoo Company, a North End landmark that represents the epicenter of the neighborhood at its core, located at 113 Salem Street.
Okay, and thanks again to Boston Barber and Tattoo Company for you know, sponsoring the show tonight. We're going to get to our callers. I see I've got one caller here on the line. We got an 862 number. So we're going to get to them here just a second. 862, you're on with us.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Isaiah from Jersey.
Hey, Isaiah, how you doing today? It's just me. We're running a skeleton crew tonight. But what did you think of that game tonight, man?
I thought it was awesome, man. I thought Brad had a little bit of trouble with the lineup towards the end as to who he really wanted to play. But I thought we stepped up to the challenge as unlike the first time we played Toronto. You know, it's kind of like it's like we're on a seesaw with Kyrie and with what's his name for Toronto.
Oh, Lowry. Yes.
No, not Lowry.
Leonard.
Leonard, exactly. Last time, last time he was home, he got the better of us. This time we were home, Kyrie got the better of him. Their playoff series is going to be epic this year.
Oh man,
you hear people talk about wars, but I'm salivating for that playoff series. It's going to be awesome.
Oh man, I mean, you can see the playoff intensity just when these teams are matching up. You know, tonight, and it's like what. November, barely halfway
exactly.
To November, and these guys are already getting after each other. I'm with you. That's going to be incredible. I mean, how often do you see, like, two guys, you know, foul out of a game in mid-November, you know?
And it's not exactly, even, the intensity.
Yeah. And it just to see, you know, guys like Siakam and Danny Green, you know, I think it says something about, you know, the matchups especially. Like, you know, what we saw tonight, just that – you know, the Raptors themselves have all of these guys who can go deep. You know, Danny Green falls out of the game, and they've got DeLon Wright out there. And I thought that the Raptors were going to win the game after he hit that big – I think he didn't have a shot in the game, and Lowry got, like, a fast break and found him wide open. And
he drilled that three.
Yeah, and I was like, uh-oh, that's not great. But it just goes to show you, I mean, these both of these teams have – just incredible star power. They've got these deep benches, and it's just like anyone can go off in a night, you know, like, you know, there's not much heard from Al Horford tonight, and it ended up really not mattering that much in the grand scheme of things.
But that's a real Al game. That's kind of what you wanted from him last year. See, this team is although the players are the same, it's a completely different team because all the roles are distributed differently than they were last year. And over the first couple of games that we – or the first part of the season, everyone's figuring out their roles. And you're finding guys like Jaylen Brown not being able to find their setting and their footing as to how they're going to approach their minutes and how they're going to make the most of their time. And as the roles continue to change and people start to cement, it's fun to see how Brad really thinks of the team, because I would have thought in any other year Marcus would have been in – down the stretch of those games. But it was interesting to see that he didn't go with Marcus, that he's riding the hot hand with Morris, who came up big for us, who is a totally different player than player he was last year. It's like finding out who the team is going to be finding out how Brad wants to play the game towards the end of the game. And his lineup tonight, especially when he took Hayward out and then he decided to put him back in and he pulled Marcus out, and I think and left Morris in, that five to finish the game, I thought that was his all grit team at the moment, minus Marcus.
Yeah, and I think that's what you're you're looking for in those end game situations too. You know, you want to have those guys in there, kind of grinding out, trying to I guess sort of out tough the team, but. I wonder how much that's going to work against this, Toronto team when it comes right down to it, because, like you said, at the top, this is they're a tough team too. You know, that's what makes this such a fun, compelling series. And it is just, You've got gamers like Kyrie and like Kyle Lowry who are willing to go at each other. Guys like Pascal Siakam who are willing to throw their body around. And it was a lot of fun, in spite of, maybe some of the whistles kind of being here and there. It was a fun show tonight for sure.
well, I did have a question for you. I have two questions. How do you feel about that late game, the down the stretch lineup with Morris in and Marcus out? And the other thing that I did have a question on, well, let me let you answer that one. And if you let me get another one in.
So you're saying with Smart in and Marcus
Smart
Morris out. Oh, Smart out and Marcus Morris in.
Smart out, Marcus Morris in. I think Hayward has to play because I think he's going to be the glue of that, the jack of all trades of that lineup. You touched on Al a little bit and you said Al didn't really do much, and I thought Al had a big game. Last year, that game would have been torched by me. I would have said Al had a horrible game because of the circumstances and the star power we were missing. But this year, because of the amount of star power we do have and a healthy Kyrie, I think this is the perfect game for Al. He slides into the role this year of that defensive glue guy. But I think more importantly than him, I think Gordon Hayward's going to be that extra glue guy. He's really sticky in the lane. His hand, as soon as the ball touches his hands, he seems to have a sixth sense on where to be on defense. And he makes the right play on offense, and that jump shot's going to come around as the game starts to round out. So I thought Brad really made a good move in having Hayward out there. But the one player that I thought would be out there that wasn't out there, and to Brad's credit, it worked out tremendously because Morris had a great, great, great fourth quarter and overtime. But not having Marcus out there, I mean, the biggest thing about Marcus is the clutch factor that he brings.
Right.
Maybe not all the time offensively, but defensively, he's that guy that we've come to love out there making those special plays down the stretch. And I'm curious to see how Brad's going to roll with that. Is he going to continue to keep Marcus out and keep Morris in, or is he riding a hot streak?
I think it more had to do with sort of matchups, just because Kawhi Leonard is that big, mobile, powerful, small forward like LeBron James. We saw, Marcus Morris have some big defensive games against LeBron James in the playoffs last year. And I think that was what Brad was hoping for, because Kawhi Leonard, Marcus Smart's an outstanding defender, but Kawhi Leonard is just sort of on another level. And it didn't work out great earlier in the game, I think, when Marcus got switched on to him. So I think that might've been what Brad was thinking, just to throw like a little bit more size at Kawhi Leonard. I agree with you that, at first blush, that's a pretty confusing thing, but if I had to guess, I'd say that was probably Brad's thinking. And I don't think that he loves Marcus just as much as we do. So I can't imagine him sort of going away from that going on. We're gonna move on here in a little bit. Isaiah, do you have any other questions or anything before we let you go?
One more thing that I did notice and that I wanted to ask you, do you think is a problem, is a lot of people think that Al is off to a sluggish start this year, and I think Al is right where he needs to be, especially asking him to be the only big man on the floor at times for long stretches for the Celtics. He has to not only bang with big guys, but he also has to recover, play smaller guys. He's out of position a lot of the time. So I'm really worried about the fact that the Celtics aren't going to give him enough rest moving forward, because we haven't developed guys like Yabusele, who you would hope would be in the rotation at this point to give Al some more time off, or Tice to give him some more time off. It seems as if the Celtics are really going with the small ball rotation, and if it's not for Baines coming in to either sub him or play with him, Al a lot of the times has a lot of responsibility on his plate. And I would really hate for him to wear down throughout the season, especially since he's already starting off at such a sluggish pace. So I wanted to know, what do you think about the development of some of the other Celtic big men to spell Al, and or lack thereof to spell Al in such an important season?
Yeah, it's a little bit, my development aspect of me is a little bit frustrated by it, because it's like, on the one hand, I do want to see these guys sort of get some run. On the other side of the coin, though, you do have guys like who are, not necessarily going to be the part of the Celtics' long-term plans, I don't think, like, Aaron Baines, who, can soak up these minutes. And I think in particular against this Raptors team, I think also it was a positional thing where they're also just one of those teams that just has so many wings. And, you saw Brad go with sort of the abbreviated lineup today. I only used 9 guys. I can't remember the last time Brad only used 9 guys in a game, especially an overtime game at that. So, no Semi Ojeleye tonight, no Daniel Tice. And I thought that was interesting, but again, I guess can't really question it. If it works out, but to your point, I think that's definitely, I would like to see the Celtics, especially, after this Jazz game, the Celtics are going to get into a real tender part of their schedule. If they could pick up some games where they have some big leads, I'd like to see them, work in Robert Williams, the Time Lord, or Yabusele, into these, if they get these games where they have big leads and they don't have to, have their guys in right down to the 40 minutes. Because keeping Al Horford healthy, Kyrie Irving, I think, is the MVP of this team, but I think Al Horford is the most irreplaceable. And I think you're absolutely nailing to say that, like, if he were to go down, that would be, at the wrong time. It could be the end of the season.
That'd be devastating.
Yeah. So they definitely need to keep an eye on that. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Isaiah. As always, great talking with you, man. I appreciate you calling in, staying with us on the late night after the long OT.
No worries, brother. I always appreciate calling in and talking to you guys. As always, let's go see.
All right. Take care, Isaiah. Thanks. I appreciate it. Oh, that was a good one. I love when Isaiah calls in. He's a real smart guy. You guys got to listen to this show more often so you can hear Isaiah call in more. I always have fun talking with him. We got a couple more callers here, so I'm going to move it along. Again, an abbreviated show. I'm going to try and get through these quickly because we're going to be closing down soon. But we're going to go to 413 area code. So 413, you're on with us.
Just listening, thank you.
Oh, just listening. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so 413. Oh, and we lost our other caller heading out late in the game. Okay, so it's just gonna be back to me for the last 5 minutes of this show. But unless we get another caller here coming in, but I do want to one last thing, sort of touch on the road ahead for the Celtics. They got a back to back. This overtime game, well, very exciting, probably came at a little bit of a rough spot for the Celtics because, it's a home and home back and back, which is a little bit nicer. But even with Gordon Hayward's minutes restriction being lifted, I wouldn't be surprised to see him get a DNP rest tomorrow with the Jazz coming to town. Utah Jazz, hard team to sort of, get a read on at this point. They're under 500, but have been a playoff team in the past, and they just absolutely annihilated the Celtics when the Celtics went out west in the what would be known as the Gordon Hayward revenge game. And I was, I it's going to be very interesting to see if the Celtics can, you know, put up a win. I know that the Jazz are under 500, but this is another team that I expect to be in the playoffs this year. And I would love to see the Celtics sort of take care of business on a second night of a back-to-back after an emotional win, to get that win against a Jazz team right before the Celtics, as I said before, hit this tender part of their schedule. Because the Celtics are going to hit a tender part of their schedule after this. This is Celtics have had one of the strongest, one of the strongest schedules in the NBA thus far. On top of that, they've also, let alone that, the East, they've had one of the strongest ones in the East. So to me, I think that, you know, the Celtics are going to need to, I don't think there's going to be a problem with the Celtics in the long run, but I think this win tonight against the Raptors was very important for just sort of setting a tone and sort of announcing yourself as a team that isn't just going to lose, big games against, the good teams. I mean, as of 2 days ago, the Celtics were 2-4 against teams with a positive point differential. And that's not very encouraging. You know, you want to win games against the teams that, don't score, the teams that do score, I should say, more points than they give up. So, because those are the teams you run into in the playoffs. And, you know, kind of the Celtics' MO early in the season has been that they've, lost a lot of games. I mean, albeit many of them were on the road, and many of them were against some of the top teams. They've seen a lot of the top defenses in the NBA as well. I think the only top six defensive unit, or sorry, top seven defensive units that the Celtics haven't seen are the Memphis Grizzlies and their own defense. So, there's stuff to look for with the Celtics team. You know, you can see, you can find ways to sort of excuse the what's been, I would say, maybe not everybody, but I would say has been sort of a lackluster start for them. And, but I think that this is very encouraging, getting this win against Toronto. If the Celtics had lost tonight in Toronto, I personally would have been in a little bit of a panic mode, because it would have meant that the Celtics still don't really have, aside from the Bucks game at home, a big marquee win this year against a really top NBA team. So now the next step for the Celtics is going to be winning against the good teams on the road. They've already beat the Thunder, and the Thunder are a very good team. But but at the time that Celtics were playing them, they caught them at the right time. I think the Thunder were 1-5. Or they had a very bad record. They've since improved quite a bit, but this serves just to underscore my point. Moreover, that the Celtics have sort of been bullies, in that they've been sort of punching down against these lower seeded, not really as good, not quite as great, teams. So it was good to see the Celtics get that win tonight. Again, that final score. With the Raptors, Celtics beating the Raptors 123-116. I want to thank Boston Barber and Tattoo Company. In Boston's historic North End, Boston Barber and Tattoo Company is the home to A-list Boston celebrities like Gordon Hayward, Milan Lucic, Brad Marchand, and Aaron Baines. Boston Barber and Tattoo Company is more than Boston's just well-known corner barbershop. It's also a tourist attraction for hundreds of thousands of people visit the North End throughout the year. Boston Barber and Tattoo Company, a North End landmark that represents the cultural epicenter of the area of its core, located at 113 Salem Street. So thanks again to Boston Barber and Tattoo Company for sponsoring the show again. We're going to be back 10 o'clock tomorrow night for that Jazz post-game coverage. So stay right with us. And we will definitely be breaking that game down for you. Again, my name is Sam Sheehan. Sorry again for the abridged game. When there's overtime, again, your final score, the Boston Celtics 123, the Toronto Raptors 116. Thank you and good night.